never too different. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Yeah. At 13, I joined Cyphers in Boston, I took the train. My first time out the North Shore before touring to fame. Surrounded by these black and Spanish dudes, mid or late 20s. They could tell I lived a sheltered life, they still chose to respect me. I was timid, they were braver. I was spit, but they were better. Talking about much really things, dead friends and gang pressure. I would just rap about rapping, but they still were never haters. Hugging my mom when they met her, told her her son's gonna be major. My dad wasn't the bravest, so I looked up to those dudes as real men, my motivation. Way more talented than me, they set the bar that I was chasing. Fast forward, I'm the only one who made it. Now I'm not supposed to be here. My neighbors drive a Tesla, young daughter in the backseat. Get mad when I whip fast down the cul-de-sac, happy. My other neighbors are an older couple, maybe 60s. Probably worked their whole life to get the house and drive that Bentley. Four levels, big door, long tall stairs. On the other side is a crib like theirs. Three young kids, early 20s, no parents. Every Friday night, eight other cars are next to theirs. And I wonder what they think. Do they even know there's just that one kid paying for it? The two others are his bros, getting used to a lifestyle they may never reach alone. They think that I'm doing them a favor, but I don't know. What happens when I wanna move or wanna be alone? Am I selfish? Do I trick my friends with life that ain't their own? Five-star meals, cleaning ladies are their norm. I love my fucking dogs, I'd do anything for them. I wanna take them with me everywhere, that's what I do it for. But all they gon' resent me if one day I cannot do it no more. Feel like I'm tricking fate and all these blessings might disguise a spoiled kid. Well, homies, I gotta remind that we not supposed to be here. Could be just coincidence or maybe fate planned it. The house that I moved into with my money from Atlantic was my dream house, till I realized where I got the dream from. It looked exactly like my best friend's house in 7th grade, the same house I used to steal from. When he was out of town, I used to break it with my older friend and look around and take anything of value that I saw. The most ironic part about it all is that the kid who lived there wasn't just a friend. He was the only kid who convinced me to put my music on the internet. Without him, I never would be on these steps. Now this house is just a stark reminder of the bad friend I've always been. Liar that I've always been, cheater and deceiver still. Lucky motherfucker, but know how to play the victim still. They tell me I fell off and fans defend me, nah, it's okay. I promise I'm not even supposed to be here in the first place.